Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
In an uncertain world, there is always music which can be listened to in good company. Welcome to Not Friday 15, the show where we speak to friends and interesting people to the backdrop of great tunes and allocate 15 minutes to both. Today we speak to Louisa Reynolds about being 48 and having five lovers.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
monogamy is about 10,000 years old. Anthropologists think that our hunter and gatherer forebears all had overlapping sexual partners with no shame attached to it. So, Louisa, are you a relic of the Stone Age? Are you a cave woman?
You know what? I thought I was. After 20 years, I guess, in two relationships. Not at the same time, obviously, but yeah.
It's interesting that you say obviously, because... how many lovers do you have at the moment, concurrently?
I would say two. Two physical lovers and probably about five, let's say, of a different variety.
Yeah. Okay.
Two physical.
All right. Let's say, in an emotional stroke sexual sphere, you have five men that vie for your affections. Would that be fair?
I don't know if I would say they vie for my affections. I think it might probably be the other way around, but let's say, yeah, there are five relationships.
Because, I think it's interesting that all of this kind of comes wrapped up with a whole load of sociological norms in terms of, you know, somebody saying they have more than one sexual partner. In most Western societies, that's kind of peculiar. And especially, people might say it's frowned upon if it's the woman that's conducting these relationships.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, it's a cave woman, Louisa. How did this all start? How and when and why?
As I said, 20 years, so 15 years married, very devoted, I would say, to my husband, my ex-husband, love of my life, difficult man, but very kind man. Culmination of factors, issues, challenges meant that we sadly gave up on each other, let's say. I left him, then a five-year relationship with another man. Who I thought was wonderful, turned out to be not so wonderful. Yeah, then kind of a time on my own where I thought, let's just be single, let's kind of get myself together, regroup, think about who I am after 20 years of perhaps guys or partners trying to tell me who I am. And it got to a point where I think a couple of girlfriends were saying, come on, try online dating, try, you know, get out there, you know, you're getting on a bit.
Are you? Well, what does that mean nowadays, getting on a bit? You have to quantify.
As a 48-year-old woman in Singapore, where you're not the catch of the century when you've got gorgeous Asian young women, possible partners, let's say, possible life partners. I'm probably not the best one on the shelf.
I think it's interesting that you say you're 48, because I think traditionally when a woman is in her mid to late 40s, sex doesn't mean necessarily procreation anymore, and there's no biological burden. So is it a case of you're still kind of relatively fit, you've got loads of energy, you're swiping left and right on these apps, and it's a whole new cornucopia of sexual partners?
No, I don't think so. I think there's still that at the back of my mind. I'm still looking for, you know, the one. I'm quite a private person, I think. I think I do want to settle down again. I am probably...
So, Louisa, is this a numbers game? Are you saying I need to meet as many men as possible to find the one? If they overlap, so be it. Because some people might say, well, if you're dividing your time up like this, you're not giving yourself wholly to anybody.
Well, yes and no. I think it's two things. One, I think you're absolutely right. You're kind of looking and searching and trying to find the best one, you know, the best partner for you, the best life partner for me at this time of life, looking for someone that probably I want to spend the rest of my life with, rather than, you know, keep kind of trying to find the one, let's say. I mean, I don't know if there is such a thing. I don't think there is, but trying to find someone that I can have a good relationship for a little while, let's say. Mm. But two, it's actually, you know, it sounds a bit kind of cliched, but trying to find who I am through how I interact with men.
So trying to find who you are, primarily you're doing that in the bedroom at the moment?
No, it's not all about in the bedroom. I know who I am. I like sex.
Why? What's so nice about sex? You know, nice cup of tea, stiff walk. That can be as enjoyable as sex, surely.
That's brilliant. I love the stiff walk and the cup of tea. I don't know. It's kind of the adventure, especially when you're with a new person. I get bored quickly. So this kind of newness, this challenge, this... Got to remember that for 20 years I was married, well, 15 years married, 5 years in another long-term relationship. where you do get bored. You know, you do get bored in relationships. This is what happens if you don't kind of keep yourselves interested. It's kind of also seeing how the person that you're with kind of reacts to you, which actually isn't very different.
Louisa, I'm sure sex just isn't sex. And after we come back from your nominated piece of music, we're going to indulge that bit of our conversation. You've decided to go for Chaka Khan's classic, I'm Every Woman. Without wanting to state the obvious, why have you gone for this?
Okay, it's a little bit of a bit of a corny song. There was a dilemma whether to choose X Factor, Lauryn Hill, which has a lot of meaning, past meaning. But I'm Every Woman was one of the, well, it was the first, I think, 7-inch single that I actually played, probably around 1978. My sister, Mags, she's a soul girl. She's older than me. Mm-hmm. So Average White Band, Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire. My mum's a great Santana fan. I grew up with this. I love my music. I'm a soul girl. Chaka Khan, I'm Every Woman. Cheesy, but it makes me feel so happy when I'm walking to work. Spring in my step makes me feel good.
Is that when you have one of those stiff walks?
When I have one of those stiff, the stiff walks come at 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm the enjoyable walk to work. Yeah, it makes me feel happy, makes me feel alive. I've come a full circle from being how old, 7, 8 years old, loving it, dancing, skipping around the room when my sister put the record on, to kind of now. I think I am every woman.
Yeah.
question on everybody's lips here listening to you is going to be, how do the different men measure up? And I don't mean necessarily in physical size, but in terms of, you know, technique. And you also said at the very start that you have three relationships which aren't necessarily sexual in the traditional sense. So first off, what type of man do you go for? How do they all measure up? And what are these other ways of having sex?
Ooh, my men. I guess I have a particular type. Definitely the type of guy that will... it's not often that a guy contacts me who is, let's say, can
a
I say
what?
Well, that's, yeah, I'm from the UK. I don't get many British guys, American guys of my age contacting me. It's usually a younger model. Mm-hmm. Which is very flattering, but on the other hand, I know that it's something for them as well, maybe experiencing the older woman. One guy that contacted me, South African guy, he said I looked confident, independent, and that I knew what I wanted in life, which I thought was quite flattering. I don't know whether it was the chat-up line. We actually became friends, nothing happened. He was a primary school teacher, very honest, I think. So I kind of took that as reality, that is what maybe guys see in me. In terms of what I see in men, they have to be fit looking. I'm a fit woman. I do sport every day. I'm healthy. I'm looking for someone who's fit, obviously not for procreation, to produce a fit baby, but for someone to share my lifestyle, even if it's for a night, if it's for a few months. And hopefully in the long run, if it's for a little bit longer. So that's definitely what I'm looking for at the beginning. Obviously, once you start talking, things have to gel, you know, politically.
Let's not talk about politics. Come on, let's get to the crux of the matter. Right. So you meet up. Is it sex on the first date?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Tell me about first date sex. With you.
Okay, well, obviously there's going to be a connection. I mean, it's not always going to happen, and I definitely won't have sex with. I have a friend who says, you know, Louisa, what are you doing? You can't do that. You know, they're not going to respect you. Da 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 da. You know, I'm 48. I know what I'm doing. I'm confident. I protect myself. Girlfriends know where I am. I always let them know when I'm going on a date to make sure I'm okay. So I make sure that I'm okay, I'm sensible. Sex on the first night, always been enjoyable. I've only been doing this online dating for 8 months. You know, there haven't been too many first nights, but those that I have had.
You have any sexual wants, shall we say, that you don't indulge on the first night because you say, you know what, maybe convention prevents me from saying this is what I want, this is what I like, etc.?
I mean, obviously before you go on a date, you're chatting with the person and you get to know them through the chat. So, of course, there's a certain amount of, not pretense, I mean, you know when you click with someone. And I think every guy that I have met up with, I've clicked with them on a different level, whether it's intellectually, whether it's something in common. There has to be some kind of attraction before you actually meet up. You know, I'm not going to waste my time. I haven't got time to waste. So there is some kind of attraction. So you're kind of hanging on that attraction when you do meet up with them, and when you do eventually, you know, go to the bedroom, let's say. I'm pretty comfortable on the first date. As I said, I'm not worried about my body. I'm not worried about what I do in the bedroom. And I don't think the other person is. I think when you're younger, you've got so many hang-ups. When you get a bit older, you realise, you know, what you're after, what men are after. And the two things basically are the same.
So you have two physical lovers. Briefly tell us what you can about them before going on to your other three sexual relationships that you have.
Well, both of the relationships that I have are... I'm very close with these two men. I would consider them good friends. I trust them. We are attracted to each other, but we know that we're busy people. We know what's what, basically. We know there's not going to be any long-term relationship, but we know there's going to be a long-term friendship. One of them, I know we're going to be friends forever. That goes without saying. We have a very close relationship in terms of, you know, we speak every day, we make each other laugh. He sends me music, I send him music, we send stupid pictures of each other. You know, it's almost kind of like teenagers. The other one is more mature. We see each other probably once every 2 or 3 weeks because we're both busy and we live a fair distance from each other. I get different things from both of those relationships, but the bottom line is we're honest with each other. Both of these relationships, I know that they have other liaisons and they know that I have other liaisons. So for me, honesty, I'm very upfront, and if that person, that guy that I'm seeing, is upfront, then I'm happy. But I know that if I needed something, I could go to either of them or both of them if I needed help, and they would help me. So that trust is important in, obviously, in a sexual relationship. The other three, two of them are not in the same country, so mm-hmm. It's their long-term relationship, long-distance relationships. Again, very different. I get very different things from both of them in terms of... Well,
how are they conducted if they're long distance?
FaceTime, text, photos, conversations, not conversations. Yeah.
So if we looked at those relationships, is there an aspiration to eventually meet, or is it FaceTime / Skype sex?
With one of them, yeah, it's the latter. The other one I am going to be meeting in a few weeks' time, and we've already talked about the kind of sex that we're going to have.
Let us in on that?
We've just talked about preferences. We've talked about things that we like in the bedroom, things we don't like. It sounds very planned, but this relationship's been going on for quite a few months, nearly 6 months, where we've been talking, and there are common interests, and we both have said we don't want a long-term relationship. He's younger than me, as are most of these guys.
Well, at your age, I'd expect all your sexual partners are younger than you because you're that old.
Hey, thanks for that. '48 is the new 30, Royfield.
Absolutely. Louisa Reynolds, thank you for coming on to Friday 15 and bearing your soul, shall we say.
Thank you.
Keys and Crates are a Canadian tight-knit trio of producers and performers from Toronto. The group's Are We Faded was premiered on Animax's BBC One radio show in 2014. Is a song by American rock group Steely Dan, first produced on the band's 1977 album Aja. The song's guitar solo was attempted by seven studio session guitarists before Jay Graydon's version finally made the recording. Jay worked on his solo for 6 hours before it finally made the cut. Show. Don't forget, you can follow the show's progress on Facebook by simply typing in Friday 15. You can also find us on Twitter, where you can follow me, where I'm at Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D. Now, every Thursday, you can jump onto Twitter and tweet me and nominate a song for me to put into this week's Friday 15. iTunes reviews, folks, are extremely important. They're the lifeblood of any podcast. Please go onto iTunes and write us a glowing review. And don't forget, finally, you can email me. I'm Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
@gmail.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
See you all again in 7 days' time for more good music and great conversation.